Okay. This evening, we are going to continue our discussion of healing. And so, before we begin, let's take a few moments to be quiet together. Good evening, and welcome to everyone who's joining us on the Internet. Last week I asked a question. Do you believe in healing? And we discussed the subject at length. As a result, it brought up some interesting responses that provide the opportunity for further clarification, a need for further clarification, because there is a certain amount of confusion which actually stands in the way of healing. There were some of you who found that you believed in healing in the sense of something being returned to its spiritual, original stature, like yourselves, that you do believe that you can be healed of your ignorance and returned to the full comprehension and experience of yourself as the holy son or daughter of God, as God originally created you. But the belief was, or is, that what you call the body is not redeemable because it is an illusion. Some of you believe that when you look at your body, you are seeing an illusion. And therefore, there's truly nothing there to be redeemed. And yet, right there is where healing is needed. The confusion lies in the idea that an illusion can exist in its own right as something just as real as God's creation. And therefore, you can have an experience of an illusion, even a universal experience of illusion, which can be called the physical world and universe. And that this has absolutely nothing to do with creation with a capital C, the movement of God. Now, the the correction of that lies in realizing that when you're looking at your body, you are not seeing an illusion. You are seeing a misperception of something that is real. Now, I'm getting ahead of myself. I am going to express the idea tonight that there are three postulates which need to be part of every practice of the two-step you engage in, every practice of the holy instant, every practice of, we'll say, your spiritualization. Now, in the Bible, is the idea is expressed, in the beginning was the Word, with a capital W, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, there literally is no more succinct way to express the idea, which is the first postulate, that God is all. What is a postulate? A postulate is something that is assumed to be a fact without proof. Or put another way, something that is self-evident. Now, whether you believe it or not, whether you think the postulate that God is all is true or not, it is essential to adopt this postulate together with the other two in order to arrive at the experience that proves its truth. Now, you've heard me express the idea that you are neither behind the point of perfection nor advancing toward it. You are at that point and must understand yourself therefrom. Now, that's another way of saying you are the Holy Son or daughter of God. John in the Bible said, "Now are we the sons of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He, the Christ, shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself daily, even as he is pure." That hope is another way of expressing the practice of the holy instant or the two-step. And the phrase is interpreted to mean that every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself daily, even as he, the Christ, is pure. But it really means that every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself daily, even as he, the one purifying himself daily, is pure. Again, a way of succinctly expressing the fact that now are we the sons of God, that you are now the Holy Son or daughter of God. That's the second postulate. First postulate, God is all. Second postulate, you are the Holy Son or daughter of God. You notice these are all in the present tense. It doesn't say God will be all, and it doesn't say you will be the Holy Son or daughter of God. No, God is all, and you are the Holy Son or Daughter of God. Now the third postulate is the one most difficult to embrace because of your conditioning. And that is, the world and universe are, present tense, the kingdom of heaven. The world and universe are the kingdom of heaven. Now, if God is all, then God being all is the only event there is that's going on. That means that you are the Holy Son or Daughter of God because God is all there is to you. And it means that the world and universe that you call a physical, material world and universe is the kingdom of heaven. Because nothing is going on that isn't God being all. You see how those three postulates express a singularity. And this singularity with three aspects to it is the reason that the promise of the Course can be fulfilled. In other words, atonement. In other words, your awakening to your divine stature. These three postulates are the reason there can be healing. Now, what does this mean? And we've talked about this before, but not in quite this way, not in this three-aspected, fundamental, absolute truth of being. Now, do you see that there is no movement toward or progress that is going to be made to finally arrive at a state of perfection? The state of perfection, the allness of God, is already the only thing going on. And when you practice the holy instant, when you do this two-step and you shut up, you silence all of your confidences, all of your beliefs, and you allow yourself to be in the not-knowing place, and you ask to know what the truth is here, the truth is going to reflect those three postulates. Now, I have said before that it's an excellent practice to look at anything in your world, whether it's a table or a flower or a bug, and desire to experience the more of what God is being right there than what you are currently seeing. Now, it's the same thing with your body. If there seems to be injury or if there seems to be illness or a malfunction of some sort, or a blemish of some sort, or a disproportionate balance of all of your physique. There is no matter. All substance is spirit. And the substance of spirit is love. And love is illumination. Light. And so, when you're willing to look at your body, desiring to see the more of that than what you've been educated to see, you are leaning into the unknown, because it's not your experience yet, so that it might be revealed to you and become the known, so that you have half a chance, a quarter of a chance, a hundredth of a chance, because it doesn't really take any more than that, of seeing the redemption of your poor concept. The replacement of your poor concept, which you're projecting on the visibility and tangibility of the Son of God, allowing what never was true to vanish. I know. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. You lay the body aside in the ground, dust to dust. Send it back where it came from. Crap. Don't believe it. It's not true. God's creation is recognizable. It's identifiable. It is experienceable. God moving looks like something. It can't help but look like something, and feel like something, and be something. Now, I know that makes it sound as though form is real, and yet in the Course I said form itself is an illusion. Here's what that means. Form itself is an illusion. The reason being that there can't be any such thing as form itself. Form, all by itself. There isn't any such thing as form itself. Form is always, I'm going to say, the rendering visible of the movement of creation, the movement of the mind of God. It never stands by itself, of itself, because there is no such thing as form of itself. You see? But that is the way the body and the world are being interpreted presently from the standpoint of physics, from the standpoint of the materialistic hypotheses that are put forth as an explanation of creation. You treat yourself as though you are a body, that you are the particular form that you identify with yourself. And we've talked about this at length. you're identifying yourself with the form instead of with the conscious awareness in which the experience of form is going on. And so, when you shift your attention to the form, and you say you are the form, you are talking about form itself, on its own, obviously having no connection with God, and a universe itself having no connection with God, with a divine movement, with a capital M. Something that instead happened from an unexplainable Big Bang that set material processes into motion. And voila, you have an illusion. You have something standing on its own with nothing behind it. No creative movement that it is the visibility and tangibility of. You see? And that is the belief structure out of which everyone is moving who is engaged in waking up. Do you see what I'm saying? Whatever has been separated from a creative movement of a first cause is a form itself, a form on its own. And like a light bulb not plugged into the socket, there is no light and it is not a light bulb. There is no function. You see? This is important. Why? Why? Because there is, right where you are, the visibility and tangibility of you, the movement of conscious awareness that you are, because God is being that as you, and that is not form itself on its own, but it is the gathering together of what I'm going to call energies. Energies of spirit, of love, of life, of truth, of principle, of mind, and soul. That render the meaning of the movement experienceable. In other words, when you look at your body and you say, I am seeing an illusion, the truth is that you are looking at the spiritual original of the movement of God and misinterpreting it to be a physical organism having nothing to do with God, therefore being an illusion, therefore being something not capable of redemption. And as long as that is your foundation, you will not see healing, you will see sin, disease, and death. It's that simple. Not because sin, disease, and death are characteristic of the visibility and tangibility of you, but because you are inflicting yourself with a misperception, practicing it, and in practicing it, engaging in a denial of what your body is. You see? That is always uncomfortable. Your divine sanity will always present itself to you to say, stop doing this. It is impossible. You cannot succeed. Stop wasting your time. Get back on track. In other words, get back in touch with the three postulates. There is no matter. There is no material universe. There is the kingdom of heaven, the substance of which in infinite variety and form identifies the infiniteness of God, the movement of divine mind that is experienced as the kingdom of heaven. You see? You are neither behind the point of perfection nor advancing toward it. You see? God is already all. You can't get to it. You haven't gotten away from it. And so, all day long, in every way, you are confronted with the allness of God, and the you that is being confronted with the allness of God are the Holy Son or Daughter of God yourself right now. That's why when you stop arguing against the facts, healing, even instantaneous healing, occurs. Where? In the only place it can. Your experience. Your body is redeemable. There is a spiritual original of it, which you are looking at every time you look at it. Because it is already present, your intention to see beyond your current limits is bound to succeed. You see? Not because you're a powerful healer, but because you are abandoning the practice of denying the already present truth of an already present, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient God. This is not a world to escape. Mortality is not a condition for you to get beyond. It's a mindset for you to simply abandon. Stop validating it. And how? By becoming curious. What is the two-step? Is it not an ultimate practice of curiosity? You shut up your current mindset. You reach outside of it on purpose. And you say, what is the truth here? What is the ultimate truth right here, right now? That is ultimate curiosity. And as I said last week, when you lean into what is currently unknown to you, it can become and will become known. And once again, this is not a head trip. It's the real kingdom of heaven, which is the only thing confronting you at any moment, being observed by the Son or daughter of God right now. Because that's all there is to you. No matter how limited you have become in your self-appreciation, you are right now the son or daughter of God, already using your infinite capacity with great limitation. And you believe that the limitation is the actuality of you, and it's not. Now are you the son or daughter of God? Already. You see? You dishonor yourself by considering yourself in any other way. And you dishonor the visibility and tangibility of the Holy Son or Daughter of God that you are when you look at your body and say, I am seeing an illusion. Honor it by saying, if there is imperfection here that I'm experiencing, I'm having a misperception of the visibility and tangibility of the Son of God that I am. And it's not the truth. And I want to know the truth. Father, reveal it to me. I want to experience the divine body that I'm looking at and seeing through a glass darkly to be illuminated to me. You see? You're not working towards some future conclusion. You are uncovering the present reality. The present reality being covered by the three postulates. One, God is all. Is all. Number two, you are the Holy Son or daughter of God. And number three, the world and universe are the kingdom of heaven. If anything else is being experienced, it's because these three actualities are being viewed through a glass darkly. Through mutually agreed upon definitions that don't embrace those three postulates. Oh, it's ancient. It's an ancient idea. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Huh. And God created the heavens and the earth. And then a mist went up from the ground. And then creation is engaged in all over again. Created from the dust. What is that? Not the movement of God. Not the movement of creation. The mist going up from the ground is that which obscures creation as it was already completed, if I may put it that way. And what replaced it was the mutual definitions that mankind came to through the use of imagination and the intent to separate from the Father and be the determiner of what is real himself. You see? Now that was insanity, because that can't actually occur. Therefore it never did actually occur. But oh boy, a little bit of the dream slipped in. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. And it stuck. And so it's very hard to not abandon such an ancient habit and be willing to look at any part of creation, whether it, as I've said, it's a table or a flower or a body or a kidney. And recognize that its substance is spirit. And that the substance of spirit is love. And the characteristic of love is illumination. And that therefore, you will find that every aspect of creation is illuminated and spreads its illumination on every other aspect of creation, expressing the glory of God. Now, this week, I'm going to suggest that you actually look at this dust body, or whatever you want to call it, and declare, just for your own clarity, and declare, there's only one substance. The substance of capital S, Spirit, God. And it must represent and express what is true about God, which is perfection, beauty, harmony, symmetry. And then ask for that to be illuminated to you with the expectation of whatever is calling for correction to be corrected so that no blemish remains, no misshapen fingers or arms or any other part of the body remains unreplaced by, once again, balance, harmony, symmetry, beauty. You know what, though? In order to have the experience, you're going to have to let it be provided to you. Because there's no way you will be able to take credit for the healing. Because you don't exist in your own right, independent of the Father. And the only way to get to the proof that God is all, and that you're the Holy Son and or daughter of God, and that the world and universe is the kingdom of heaven, is by abandoning that stance of independent agent or cause. That's when the proof of the postulates occurs and the postulates cease to be postulates. But eternal facts that are the basis of your sound mind that is no longer confused. You know what? If you think that everything you see is illusion, as I've said before, you will not be looking in the place where redemption is going to occur. What a shame. You see? You had better be looking at the very thing you're having a misperception of, so that as the misperception is replaced, you'll be able to see that particular aspect of creation in its spiritual original. Again, whether it's a toenail, or a fingernail, or an eyelash. You see? Every aspect of creation, every eyelash, every toenail, and so on, is a divine idea in the mind of God. Its substance is God Himself, because God is all. And God could go nowhere else to find the materials with which to create. So, start looking at your world, start looking at your body, start apprehending yourself on the basis that neither you nor any aspect of creation is behind the point of perfection, nor advancing toward it, but is at that point and must be understood, experienced, allowed to register with you from there. You are looking at God. You are experiencing God. And that which is experiencing God is the presence of God, called the Holy Son or Daughter of God. And so you are God recognizing Himself. And that is your function as co-creator. And all of this happens in the only place there is for it to happen. The kingdom of heaven, creation itself. You're already home. Just stop calling home something it is not, and determining that because it is not what it is, there's no redemption for it. And then look forward to your redemption sometime, somewhere, and then be insane enough to feel comforted by that and patiently wait for that day to come. And all the time you wait, missing out on what is to come, it will be going on all around you, because there really is nothing else to experience. Again, God is already all, and you are already His holy son or daughter, and the world and universe is already the kingdom of heaven. Everything is already the ultimate, including you. Oh, you say, but I can't see that, so therefore it can't be true about me. And there you set your feet in concrete. Now are you the son or daughter of God? And those who have the hope in them of recognizing the Christ, because he will be like the Christ, in the course of going through his day, your day, will purify yourself even as you already are pure. I cannot put it any more simply than that. The ultimate is simple. And this clarity will give you the courage and the willingness to anticipate with joy your awakening. I love you very much. And I truly look forward to being with you next time.